Unlike some of her fellow nominees for department heads, Linda McMahon received bipartisan support during her confirmation hearing to become head of the Small Business Administration. Here with the full story, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, first of all, tell us a little bit about Linda McMahon, not exactly a household name.
That would be right. President Trump's pick for the Small Business Administration's administrator is Linda McMahon. And you might know her name from several things. If you live in Connecticut, you might remember her and her failed attempts to run for a Senate seat.
Twice, yes. And both the senators in Connecticut were her opponents.
Yeah, they were. During her confirmation hearing, they were the ones who introduced her. And they said, hey, you know, you can't let political grudges get in your way. So they were saying, if anybody's watching this from Connecticut, this probably looks a little strange. But if you're not from Connecticut, but if you are a wrestling fan, you might also know her name from there. She and her husband founded, and she was the former CEO for the Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment, the WWE. So McMahon was on Capitol Hill earlier this week for her confirmation hearing. And during her testimony, she talked about how she and her husband had built their company from scratch. And she stressed during her statement that she knows what it's like to really have to consider, okay, what bills have to be paid? Can I lease my typewriter, she said, or do I have to do this? And do I have to share my desk with my husband because my office is so small?
It's all payroll in that particular. It's an entertainment business, so you've got a big payroll.
Right. And now they've got 800 employees, WWE does, because she had to step down from that role. But she says, so she knows what it's like to really have to be pinching pennies to running a globally known company.
Okay, so what did she say with respect to her philosophy or plans for helping small business get to federal contracts?
McMahon got asked that several times by the senators on the Small Business Committee. Here she is answering New Hampshire Senator Jean Shaheen's question.
In New Hampshire, SBA has made significant progress over the past 4 years. And we've seen growth in both lending and government contracting. And to some extent, this has been because of the work of so many of SBA's resource partners. So the Small Business Development Centers, the Women's Business Center, SCORE, volunteer mentors, Veterans Business Outreach Centers, and district offices. And I think these partners are really critical to the mission of SBA in helping small businesses. So as administrator, how would you identify opportunities to maximize SBA's resource partners and provide adequate funding for their staffing and programs?
Well, first of all, I look forward to going to our different districts and our different regions and meeting with those SBA members, the leaders and the managers in those offices, to hear about what programs are working, what programs are not. I don't have a working knowledge today of how successful those programs have been, except to note that from you have seen that success and many of the other members that I've talked to. So I would want to continue to encourage our outreach. My former company, WWE, we were always concerned about veterans and the returning veterans and how to have jobs. And WWE is part of Hire a Veterans program. So that veteran aspect of helping them create jobs, as I've already stated, I've been very forthcoming and wanting women entrepreneurship to grow and continue to support that. It's very near and dear to my heart. So I will continue that outreach with all of our different organizations and continue to mentor women's centers as well.
That was Linda McMahon. She's the nominee for SBA's new administrator, answering questions from New Hampshire Senator Jean Shaheen. And here's Maryland Senator Ben Cardin and McMahon on the practice of bundling.
Bundling, that's something that small businesses, for a long time, they have not liked because it locks them out of big prime contracts.
Right.
Or it can.
Right.
All right, so here's Cardin and McMahon.
When an agency, a big agency, is doing their procurement, they at times like as few contractors as possible because they have to evaluate every contract that's there. And they tend to bundle into large contracts that make it virtually impossible for small businesses to be a prime contractor. We've attempted to pass anti-bundling legislation so that that is not done. Can you just share with me how you intend to advocate on behalf of small businesses, particularly among the other government agencies, to make sure that procurement is fair to help small businesses grow?
Thank you very much for mentioning that again, because we did have a good conversation about that. I found that the best way to obfuscate what it is you're really trying to do is to bundle things or just stack stuff on top of it. So I'd really like to peel back some of that bundling and take a look at it so that we have the opportunity for our small businesses to really have that fair shot. They shouldn't just continue to get squeezed out. And I would want to be their advocate. I would want to hear from them. I'd want to find out, well, how did this happen? How can we get around this? Whom do we need to speak to? How can I advocate more strongly on your behalf? What avenues have you gone down, or what other avenues do you need to go down so that we can reach in and make this more about you? And I would be working very hard to advocate for our small businesses.
SBA Administrator nominee Linda McMahon talking to Maryland Senator Ben Cardin.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. What else were the committee members interested in learning from SBA? I mean, that's a small agency. It probably has fewer employees than the WWE, but they wrestle with bigger problems.
Yes, that's a very good point, actually. They deal with so many. It's such a small agency, but their issues are so big because there are so many small businesses in this country. So there were a lot of questions on representing minorities, women, veterans, service disabled. The federal government has goals it sets for small business federal contracting. And in fiscal 2015, it did reach its 5% women-owned small business contracting goal. But McMahon said she'd like to see those goals rise even higher, along with making it easier for small businesses to get some help when navigating the federal contracting websites. Here she is with Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois.
I often hear from Illinois small businesses who are frustrated by jargon-filled, clunky, and complex federal websites, things like FedBizOps and SAM.gov, and they are very confusing online tools. And these tools may be fine for large corporations who have teams of accountants and lawyers to weed through them and figure out what they mean. But you and I talked a little bit about how, as CEO at the very beginning, you also, you know, chief cook and bottle washer and janitor of the enterprise. But, you know, I think these federal tools are failing small businesses who want to do business with the government but just don't know where to start. Simply put, the federal government is falling short in tapping the full potential of the millions of American small businesses who are ready to help agencies achieve their mission with the innovative products and services that they can provide. So if confirmed, will you commit to working with me to streamline and modernize these vital online federal contracting tools?
Thank you very much, Senator. Well, as someone who herself is technologically challenged, I can certainly understand the frustration of many small business owners who are trying to break through the morass of looking at confusing websites. I think it is very important that we make our tools simplest and most direct way they can be so that they're easy to use. Mm-hmm. If you just make things too complicated, there are many who give up before they can even try to get through, and they don't have the resources to have it explained. So I would look forward to working with you if I'm confirmed, so that we could sort through this and say, okay, let's bring someone else in. Let's hear from these people. What is it they really need so that when those websites get developed and refined, mm-hmm. they actually do become a very useful tool?
That was Linda McMahon answering questions from Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth. Now, McMahon said she'd also look into the Office of Advocacy, which is something a few senators brought up. It's an independent office in the SBA that makes sure small businesses get a fair shake and their voices heard among all the different federal agencies and each of their own different regulations and rules and that kind of thing.
And did they also talk about some of the SBA loan programs, too? That's a big part of SBA and mentorship, or didn't that come up as much?
Mentorship did. McMahon said that that's really an important thing, especially for young entrepreneurs, not just age-wise, but also just new businesses opening up. The federal government is hard to navigate, and they need people who have already been there and done that to help them out.
But not so much on the loan programs of SBA. That didn't really...
Not too much. The only other thing that McMahon was really interested in, well, not the only thing, but one of the things that she kept talking about was disaster relief funds for small businesses. She said when a business gets put out because of a storm or something, everybody suffers.
Sure. Okay. So what happens next?
So the committee needs to vote on her confirmation. And actually, they just put out a notice that they're going to meet again next week. And from there, the Senate will then vote whether or not to confirm her.
So it sounds like she's in for a body slam dunk.
Yeah.
All right. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.